Welcome to Paris and Bazcast, where we answer your property and finance-related questions. And here's this week's topic with your hosts, Gurdev and Anmol Singh. Welcome back to another episode of Paris and Bazcast. I know it's been a while
since we've given an update.
But there's lots happening in the market, and we thought we'll come out and let you guys know what we're seeing and also the newest addition to our business. We've now started doing commercial property management and sales. Hello to everyone coming on. We would be delighted to help you from that commercial rentals and sales point of view as well. We'll give you a bit of an update on what we're seeing and the areas that we cover. And first of all, starting off with mortgages. So as you know, yesterday was the RBA met to discuss rates. The rates are currently on hold at 4.35%. We'll talk a little bit about that and the fact that now it's changed from every 4 weeks to 6 weeks.
So the rates are taking longer because
the information to make decisions is taking a little bit longer, so that, by the time they make the decisions, they've got more data to rely on, and the inflation number being the big number that they're relying on. So interest rates, what's happening at the moment?
So as we all know, interest rates are on hold. At the moment, what we're seeing in the mortgage market is deals are still getting approved. Serviceability, obviously, with the buffers, still a little bit tight with the buffers, but there's a number of deals out there. If you're looking at refinancing, trying to sharpen up your interest rates, do get in touch. There's a number of deals out there that have a less buffer, 1% buffer out there. Obviously, you've got to qualify for the policy. But overall, mortgage market is quite strong. Getting a lot of influx of applications, refinancing, equity cash outs. We're seeing valuations coming pretty strong at the moment as well. The market, very strong.
We'll touch about that on sales.
So, yeah, it's a good time to do business.
Absolutely. So as you already know, we do do residential and now commercial rentals, sales, as well as finance. So every type of finance that we can help you with, one-stop shop.
And the uptake we've seen recently is a lot of SMSF lending. So if you're looking at buying a property through your self-managed super fund, do get in touch. We've got a number of lenders that we deal with, competitive interest rates out there. So that's one market that's really taking taking off, especially with we started to do commercial offices now as well. So if you're looking at buying a commercial space, let us know as well.
Buy it through a super fund.
Buying through a super fund, which is quite lucrative.
Absolutely. Yep. How exactly does that work and what's the minimum that you need? And because this is a live show, if you've got questions while we're talking, feel free to type them through. We'll be happy to respond them as we continue on. So what's the minimum balance of super
need? There's no such a minimum. It depends on each individual deal. Some lenders, they have a basic minimum that is required, depending on the situation. So let us know so we can tailor-made a solution for you guys out there.
Perfect. And yeah, as we mentioned, given that there are a number of commercial opportunities that are coming up, and what are they ranging on roughly? I mean, for example, a 40-square office in the Norwest Business Park, what's the per square meter rate?
So in the Norwest Business, if it's a new commercial office, they're starting at about 12,000 a square meter.
So roughly
12,000 to 14,000 a square meter, depending on the building and the office space. The older buildings are probably getting slightly less. But yeah, I think commercial office space, I think it's going to be doing quite well in the next couple of years. Obviously, everyone's been working from home. But I think everyone's starting to have enough working from home.
Absolutely. Well, talking about commercial, there is a new building called The Bond, which has opened. It's starting to be occupied, and there's a number of tenancies downstairs as well. There's a cafe, there's a restaurant coming up. So it's all about bringing people out of the home from working from home and then creating those communities and connecting with them. And all of these spaces, there's a childcare center there as well. So really great building that's just come up.
That's basically targeted at the medical professionals. A lot of doctors, surgeons, medical professionals in that building. So if you're in that space, do let us know. We've got a number of units for lease in there, potentially for sale as well. So and it's a great spot location opposite the Norwest private hospital.
Private hospital, George's Pizzeria.
And
the famous
Swing
George's.
The golf center.
That's opened as well.
A new restaurant opening on the ground floor as well. So that should be great once it's all done.
Absolutely. No, perfect. So that's a little bit about the commercial and the finance market. In terms of sales and rental, so what are the trends that you're seeing? So how is the the market, if I was to ask you, how is the market for a seller, for example? Is that a good time to sell?
I think it's a great time to sell. Stock is tight. If you, any quality property coming out of the market is not lasting long, whether it's private treaty or auction, I think all the vendors are achieving great prices out there.
Yeah.
And look, I think if the rates do go down end of the year, I think it's only going to be further stimulus to the market. So
That's right. It
depends on your current financial situation. What are you guys looking at doing? Are you upgrading or downsizing? So yeah, let us know and then we can work out a solution.
Absolutely. So look, for example, we've sold a property in Blacktown, a house and granny flat combination. That is quite rare to be able to see an opportunity that you can have dual income from.
Yeah.
So those kind of properties, and even those that are being upgraded even in the higher price points as well. So there is good appetite from buyers, and the fact that for the second time this year, the interest rates have been on hold. It does give a lot of confidence. The migration numbers are growing again, so people
stock is at an all-time low at the moment, and I think it's only going to be tight over the next couple of years. Development approvals, buildings, construction is quite down at the moment. Obviously, construction cost is high.
Yes.
So I think buying property, I think there's never been a better time. Absolutely. Even though the prices are high, we've only seen it go one way, which is up.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. So it is.
And obviously, a lot of investors are looking at purchasing interstate. So I'm getting a lot of clients buying in Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne. So if you're looking at any of those areas as well, do let us know. Those markets are quite hot at the moment as well, especially Perth. So
yeah.
And so with rental returns and yields are very strong.
Absolutely, absolutely. And talking about rentals, some of the trends that we're seeing there again, the fueled by migration and just big movement traditional renters that are moving from one place to another, there is a lot of appetite. But what I'm also noticing is that people are getting picky. So, for example, in the Hills District, when a property is priced at a certain level, they are comparing, the value of sort of return that they're getting for the amount that they're spending. So, for example, in Kellyville, Norwest, Bella Vista, depending on the price that the property is being asking for, if there is a property that's got another bedroom, for example, that is definitely getting a lot more attraction as opposed to just being able to get whatever is the first available. So that's a trend that I've noted in rental markets. But again, always strong. It has been strong for the last number of years, and it continues to be because supply is less and demand is more, and that's what happens with prices when you have that combination.
Yeah, and I only think that's going to keep going up
with
the way the market is at the moment. I was watching the Today Show in the morning. I think the average income required to buy a property in Sydney is $164,000.
Yes.
Which is 12 to 14 times what it was before, 20, 30 years ago of your income to buy a property, which is crazy. So, buy a property and wait.
That's it. In terms of, so we've covered our sales, we've covered rentals, we've covered mortgages and commercial, as we've mentioned. And you would have noticed, if you have been following our page and our post and our stories, you would have been noticing that we're doing a lot more content and a lot of answering of your questions that we get sent as a private message, as a DM, answering a lot of those questions. So do continue to send those, and we're happy to bring them on live conversation as well to answer them, as well as having our guest speakers come back again. So if you've got a recommendation of someone you want to hear from or a topic that you'd like to find out more about, do get in touch with us. We'll be bringing on some guest speakers and starting our regular podcast episodes as well, educating our viewers on all things great to do with the property and finance market.
Correct. And also, if you're looking at buying off the plan in Sydney, there's a number of areas I can guide you with. So, let us know. Southwest Sydney, there's a lot of development with the airport coming as well. So I think there's a number of opportunities there.
So lots of
future growth as well.
That's right. Lots of conversations to be had. Feel free to get in touch with us if there is anything at all in terms of real estate or finance, residential or commercial, that we can help you with. Anything else that you want to add at the end?
No,
I think we've covered it all. So we'll be back to you again with more updates on what's happening with the market and bringing on some guest speakers to discuss some of the topics that you'd like to hear more about. Thank you very much for watching. We'll see you guys next time.
See you guys.
Thank you for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to our channel for weekly episodes. See you guys next time.